Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter number 13, The Descendants of Dhruva Maharaj, Texts number 6 and number 7.
Песня 4, 12 глава, потомки Дхрувы Махарадж, тексты 6 и 7.
Since there is no purport to text 6, we will chant it and then we will read and discuss text number 7.
В шестом тексте нет комментариев, мы будем все вместе повторять стих.
Maitreya Uvacha
Maitreya Uvacha
Dhruvashya
Dhruvashya
Cha Utkala
Utkala
Putra
Putra
Pitari
Prashtite
Prashtite Vanam
Sarvabhauma
Shriyam
Shriyana
Aitschat
Aitschat
Adhiraja
Adhiraja
Asanam
Asanam
Pitu
Pitu
Maitreya Uvacha
Maitreya Uvacha
Dhruvashya Chotkala Putra
Dhruvashya Chotkala Putra
Pitari Prashtitevanam
Pitari Prashtitevanam
Sarvabhauma Shriyam Naitschad
Sarvabhauma Shriyam Naitschad
Adhiraja Sanam Pitu
Adhiraja Sanam Pitu
Maitreya Uvacha
Maitreya Uvacha
Dhruvashya Chotkala Putra
Dhruvashya Chotkala Putra
Pitari Prashtite Vanam
Pitari Prashtite Vanam
Sarvabhauma Shriyam Naitschad
Sarvabhauma Shriyam Naitschad
Adhiraja Sanam Pitu
Adhiraja Sanam Pitu
Maitreya Uvacha
Maitreya Uvacha
Dhruvashya Chotkala Putra
Dhruvashya Chotkala Putra
Pitari Prashtite Vanam
Pitari
Sarvabhauma Shriyam Naitschad
Sarvabhauma Shriyam Naitschad
Adhiraja Sanam Pitu
Adhiraja Sanam Pitu
Maitreya Uvacha
Maitreya Uvacha
The great sage Maitreya said Dhru, you can do the translation. No, I mean you translate it into Russian. What I do is I say the... When I read the English, then you can say it in Russian. Dhruvashya of Dhruva Maharaj. Cha. Also. Now, they say it in English, and then after they say it in English, then you say it in Russian. Utkala.
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 Because that's the same one anyway. Putra.
Putra.
Son.
Sin.
Now they say it in English and now you say it in Russian. Let them say it in English. Pitari.
Pitari.
After the father.
After the father.
Now you say after the father in Russian. And they repeat it in Russian. Like that. Prashtite, departed. Vanam, for the forest. Sarvabhauma,
including all lands.
Shriyam,
opulence.
Naaitschat. Did not desire. Adhiraja. Royal.
Asanam.
Throne.
Pitu of the Father. Translation. The great sage Maitreya replied, "My dear Vidura, when Maharaj Dhruva departed for the forest, his son Utkala did not desire to accept the opulent throne of his father, which was meant for the ruler of all lands of this planet."
Великий мудрец Матрея ответил, «Дорогой Видура, когда Махараджа Друга ушел в лес, его сын Кала отказался взять на отцовский трон, который давал ему власть над всей вселенной».
Саджанманошанаттатма нисанга самадаршанаха тадарша локе вететам атманам локаматмани. From his very birth, Utkala was fully satisfied and unattached to the world. He was equipoised, for he could see everything resting in the Supersoul, in the Supersoul present in everyone's heart. Report. The symptoms and characteristics of Utkala, the son of Maharaj Dhruva, are those of a Maha Bhagavat. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 6:30, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Cha Mayi Pashyati. A highly advanced devotee sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead everywhere, and he also sees everything resting in the Supreme. It is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9:4, Maya Tatam Idam Sarvam Jagad Avyakta Murtina. Lord Krishna is spread all over the universe in his impersonal feature. Everything is resting on him, but that does not mean that everything is he himself. A highly advanced Mahabhagavata devotee sees in this spirit. He sees the same Supersoul Paramatma existing within everyone's heart, regardless of discrimination based on the different material forms of the living entities. He sees everyone as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Mahabhagavat, who experiences the Supreme Godhead's presence everywhere, is never missing from the side of the Supreme Lord, nor is the Supreme Lord ever lost from his sight. This is possible only when one is advanced in love of Godhead.
Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupaka Dhamayam Dadati Svabadantikam.
So this is a very, very, very amazing purport of Srila Prabhupada. He is describing here the Mahabhagavat. Of course, we're not supposed to become Mahabhagavats, are we? We're supposed to remain neophytes, right? Nelly shook her head no, she understood what my point was. Very good. Translate them. I said Nelly understood my point and she shook her head no. Translate them. We are supposed to become, we start off as Kanishta Adhikari. And then we are supposed to become Madhyama Adhikari. And then we are supposed to become Uttama Adhikari, Mahabhagavat. We are meant to advance in Krishna consciousness. This is like one very nice point made last night by Mahadyuti Prabhu. He said, this is the Hare Krishna movement.
что мы находимся в движении Харе Кришна.
It's not the Hare Krishna stagnant.
Это не Харе Кришна.
You know, if there is one river and it is moving nicely, the water is flowing, then it is clear. It is nice, clean, and clear water. But if there is some body of water that doesn't flow anywhere, it's stagnant water, it's just sitting still, all kinds of algae and everything grows in it. It's not so clean and clear. So the point is, we should never become stagnant in our Krishna consciousness. At every minute, we should be trying to advance in Krishna consciousness. We should never think, well, now I'm advanced enough. Now I have this position. I'm initiated. I'm a Brahmin. I have a nice wife. I have a nice husband. I'm a temple president. I'm a sannyasi. I'm a GDC. I'm a guru. Now I've got everything. No. We have to always realize we are simply insignificant rascals who rebel against the authority of the Supreme Godhead and who are presently caught in the repetition of birth and death. So now we have to take very stringent action. To rescue ourselves from this hellish, nightmarish condition. By becoming very, very serious to advance in Krishna consciousness. So the question then would be, how do I advance? What is the method of rapidly advancing in Krishna consciousness? Would you like to know the secret? Yes. How many of you have been to India? Let's see a show of hands. Who's been to India? Yes. So in India, there's one technique for advancing very quickly. I'm not talking about spiritual advancement. I'm talking about how to get from one place to another very quickly. In India, not many people have motor vehicles. They just have bicycles. But sometimes they have to go 30 kilometers to their job. So you can imagine going 30 kilometers on your bicycle in the morning and 30 kilometers in the evening, how long that will take to pedal. You can just imagine how much pedaling and how long that would take. So what they do is the bicycle rider, he will grab onto a truck or a bus. And he would go very quickly on his bicycle down the highway. In the Western countries, the police will not allow. But in India, it's okay. So, the point is this. We are struggling bicycle riders trying to make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Мы в своем прогрессе, подобное этому и закону велосипеде.
Shishi Nitai Chechandra Chandra Ki Jai, Shishi Gaur Shishi Radharamadar Ki Jai. So we are the bicycle riders struggling. But in our ISKCON movement, we have some very advanced devotees who are like truck or like bus. And we can just grab a hold of them. And we can go for a ride. Actually, Prabhupada is the real one who has all the power. So those who have a very tight grip on Prabhupada's lotus feet, they are moving forward very rapidly. And if you can either grab hold of Prabhupada's feet or the feet of someone who is holding tightly on the Prabhupada, it doesn't matter, because you will advance very quickly in that way. Because Prabhupada is moving very quickly. Hare Krishna movement, Srila Prabhupada movement. So if we just connect with Prabhupada, or connect with someone who is connected with Srila Prabhupada, then we will move very quickly in Krishna consciousness. This is really an amazing purport describing the vision of the Mahabhagava. Can you just imagine walking down the street in Tallinn, Estonia, and seeing that that street is emanating from Krishna? And see that Krishna is within every cobblestone on the street. That Krishna is within every atom throughout the entire country of Estonia. That the entire country of Estonia is emanating from Krishna. Do you think such a vision would be ecstatic? We can be sure that it is a very, very ecstatic vision. So how will we achieve it? Right now we just see the material energy out there. We see objects of sense gratification. We see a pretty girl or a handsome man, and we feel lusty. Isn't this hellish to be on the material platform? It's horrible, because it's not reality. It's a nightmare, this material attraction. So how will we come to the position where we can see everything in Krishna and Krishna within everything? The head of our sampradaya has answered this question very nicely. His name is Lord Brahma. Premanjanicharita bhakti vilochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yam shama shundamam chintya guna swarupam govinda mari purusham damaham bhajami. This anjana means ointment. And prema, we all know what is prema, that is spiritual love. So Lord Brahma has given, he is our doctor. And he has given us a prescription. He has given us prescription medicine. And we can take the prescription given by Lord Brahma, and we can go to the pharmacy, the druggist, with our prescription. The pharmacist is Krishna. So we go to Krishna and we beg for that premanjana, that ointment of love. And then we apply that to the eyes. We apply that ointment to our eyes. When that ointment becomes completely applied to the eyes, fully applied, then we can see that beloved transcendental Lord Shama Sundara within everything. And everything within Shama
Sundara.
So how is that ointment applied? It is not an ordinary mundane ointment. It is transcendental ointment. So how do you apply a transcendental ointment to your eyes? It's a very amazing system to put an ointment on your eyes, a transcendental ointment onto your eyes. Do you know how to point that transcendental ointment onto your eyes? Through your ears. Through hearing the Bhagavat, pure Bhagavat Katha. That transcendental ointment, Premanjana, will become applied to the eyes. So you may argue, but Sankarshan Prabhu, I've been hearing Bhagavatam class, I've been chanting for many years, and still when I walk down the street in Tallinn, I just see the material energy, that's all. So, Sankarshan Prabhu, are you telling us something false? Are you lying to us? Are you cheating us? Like that Murali Krishna? No, I am not cheating. Because this is given by the Acharyas. The only reason that we cannot see with the vision of the Mahabhagavat is that our hearing is not sufficient. We are suffering from a problem called insufficient hearing. Just like when you tune on your radio, you take your radio and you tune into a radio program. If you do not tune precisely into that channel, you will get so much static mixed in with the broadcast. When you hear all that static, then it is not ecstatic. It's a disturbance. So our present status is we hear, but we're not completely tuned in to Krishna, Hare Krishna chanting yet. Because next to the Hare Krishna channel, there's a Maya channel. And we're tuned kind of halfway between the Maya channel and the Hare Krishna channel. So we're getting some Krishna, getting some Maya, getting some Krishna, some Maya. Our spiritual master is saying, you gotta tune a little better, get the Maya out of it. But we're thinking, well, I don't know, maybe there's a little something over the Maya channel of interest. I mean, maybe if all I do is listen to the Hare Krishna channel, I might get bored. Do you see the problem? We don't have enough faith. That simply by totally surrendering to Krishna and nothing but Krishna, that all of our desires will be satisfied. We're still thinking that Krishna is very nice. And Maya is not really that bad. A little bit of Maya is okay too. But this means that we're not very intelligent. We're not hearing what the acharyas are telling us. They're telling us that if we fully absorb in Krishna consciousness, that we will be absolutely ecstatic, relishing the sweetest, inconceivable nectar at every minute. Krishna himself is telling us. Sarvadharman parityajana. What is that? Sarvadharman parityajana. That he's saying, give up all varieties of religion, simply surrender unto me. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not hesitate. Do not fear. Do it now. You see, Krishna is saying there's no reason to be halfway in Krishna consciousness and halfway in Maya. Sometimes when we sail on the boat, we come sometimes, I sometimes make the crossing between Helsinki and Tallinn on the ship. Shishi Radha Damodar ki jai, Shishi Nitai Chandra Chandra ki jai. Now on the ship they have the lifeboats. In case there's some accident and the boat starts to sink, then they will sound an alarm and everybody can go and get in the lifeboats. So my question for you is this. When it's your turn to step into the lifeboat, will you put one foot into the lifeboat and keep the other boat on the ship? Or will you put both feet into the lifeboat? What is your answer? Who would like to volunteer the answer? Will you put 2 feet into the lifeboat, or will you keep 1 foot on the sinking ship? Who would like to answer this question? No one wants to answer this question? 2 feet into the boat. Nelly is the one answering. She's the enthusiastic answerer today. Maybe she's the only one who's actually hearing what I'm saying because she understands English. Maybe he's mistranslating everything. No one understands anything except for Nelly because she speaks English. But anyway, Nelly has given a very nice answer. That we should put 2 feet into the lifeboat. Why is that? If you have 1 foot in the lifeboat, and 1 foot on the sinking ship, then when the ship sinks, you may fall back into the water and drown. So this is why we should get totally into Krishna consciousness right now. We shouldn't maintain any material desires. Shishi Radhadamadara ki jai, Shishi Natai, Chaitanya Chandra ki jai. This is why we should get totally into Krishna consciousness right now. Because any material desires we keep in the heart may pull us out of the lifeboat of Krishna consciousness into the ocean of birth and death, where we will piteously drown. But does everybody understand this point? That we have to get totally into Krishna consciousness now. If we think, well, I have a little bit of sense gratification is okay. That's a very dangerous thing. I will give you a graphic example. Two rails on a train track. If there is a slight deviation on one rail from running parallel, you see, just like 0.00001% deviation. That deviation can go on for a long time without really mattering, because it's just slightly different, slightly going out a little bit as it goes. See, it's a slight angle, so slightly it goes a little bit like that. Because it's such a slight angle, it can go, the train can go for many miles and still stay on the track. But if that angle of deviation is maintained between the two rails, then gradually it'll become like this. And the train will be derailed. So in the beginning, a slight deviation in Krishna consciousness won't show up so much. But after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years, your spiritual life will be finished. This is why many people join this movement and they can go on very nicely for some time. Apparently very nicely. And at a certain point they're gone. They were maintaining material desires in the heart from the very beginning. But the effect didn't show up until later. So each and every one of us has to decide, do I want to stay in this movement for the rest of my life and go back to Godhead? Or not? So now I'm going to ask for a show of hands, everybody who would like to stay in this movement for the rest of their lifetime and go back to Godhead. His hand isn't up. Her hand isn't up back there. You don't want to go back to Godhead, Manish? She doesn't want to go. Alright, so then what we have to do is we have to be very pure in our practice. We have to strive for complete purity with every thought, with every word, and with every deed. And then that day will come and we'll actually develop the vision of the Mahabhagavat described here in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, are there any questions? Or does everybody have all the answers already?
exactly on the topic we discussed.
What is it?
I have a question. May not be so much dealing with the topic we just discussed.
When the question is when we Oh, no, you can ask. I will open up general questions, yeah. If there's no other questions on the topic, general questions are okay, yes.
We have spiritual master, his name Dhanavir. What does it mean, his name?
Dhanavir means, let's see, vir means heroic and dana means charity. So one who is a great hero of giving, that's one meaning of the word Dhanavir. One who is who gives so much mercy that he's a hero for giving so much mercy. And I can confirm that your Dhanavir Maharaj lives up to his name. Because every year when I do my spring North American preaching tour, the first stop of my tour is Rupa Nuga Vedic College in Kansas City. And I can tell you there's no one more merciful than Dhanavir Maharaj. When Mataji and I go there, we just feel like we're at home. He gives us so much mercy that we can't even think of leaving. Dhanavir Maharaj ki jai. Next question. Yes.
Because a question, why don't we not have any questions?
Huh?
He's questioning, why do we do not have any questions?
Oh, this is a very good question. Why do we not have any questions? But actually, you do have questions. Your question is, why we don't have any questions? So you asked the question. There's a number of reasons. Maybe you do know all the answers. Actually, Srila Prabhupada had only one question for Bhaktisiddhanta, you know that. And that was, how can I serve? So even if you have no other questions, then you should ask your Guru Maharaj, how can I serve you? Because this is one of the items given by Srila Prabhupada on how to advance in transcendental knowledge. You have to approach a bona fide spiritual master, serve him with love, offer obeisances, and put forward relevant questions. So your question is very relevant. Because no questions are coming, then there's a question. Why are there no questions? One answer is because Prabhupada has so wonderfully answered everything in his books. If one simply reads Prabhupada's books scrutinizingly, then all of your questions will be perfectly answered. There's even a chapter of the Bhagavatam called Answers by Citing the Lord's Version. Answers by Citing some version. How's that worded? Answers by Citing the Lord's Version, yes. It's a chapter like that of the Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada has given this that one book, Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers. So if you have no question, then always the best question is to say, how can I surrender to Krishna? That question is always good. You can't go wrong with that one. How can I surrender to Krishna? Please tell me how I can surrender to Krishna. Any more questions? Yes.
По каким критериям и как выбрать авторитета юному преданному, который еще не имеет полного понимания гуру саркшастры?
By what criteria one can choose guru?
По каким критериям выбрать авторитета, если юный преданный еще не имеет полного понимания гуру
саркшастры? But how one can choose authority if a young devotee does not understand Guru
Shastri's Sadhu. Okay, so how can you pick a spiritual master if you don't know what the criterion are?
You even have any authority
for himself. How can you accept anyone as an authority, a spiritual authority, if you don't know, if you're not well learned in Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra? Nice, very good question. If someone wants to go in the business of buying and selling gold, then some reliable person has to teach them how to recognize what is real gold. Just imagine some young man, he says, well, I got an inheritance from my father, and I'm going to go into the gold retail business. I'm going to spend this money on a large quantity of gold and sell it and make a profit. But he doesn't know how to recognize gold. So he goes to some merchant who claims to have a large stock of gold. And he buys the gold from that merchant. But it turns out it actually wasn't real gold. And he lost all of his money. So the point is, if you're going to go into the gold business, you have to have some preliminary knowledge what is actual gold. If you're going to accept someone as a spiritual authority, you have to actually know what are the standards of a person who is a spiritual authority. Srila Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavad Gita that in this Krishna consciousness process, blind following is condemned. And I can tell you in a very practical answer that Prabhupada's books are the authority. If you become very well read in Srila Prabhupada's books, then you will know who to accept as an authority and who not to accept as an authority. Those persons who purely represent everything that Prabhupada has given us, they are also our authorities. Someone who presents something different, we do not accept them as an authority. Even if they present Prabhupada's teachings, 99%, if they give something 1% different, we do not accept them as authority. They have to be 100% giving us what Prabhupada has given us. And then we can take this as authority. Does that answer your question?
If I understood correctly,
if I'm not well versed in Shilpa Prabhupada books,
I couldn't wholeheartedly accept any authority. I shouldn't accept wholeheartedly.
Well, there's one of either you're well versed in the Prabhupada's books, or you're fortunate to take someone as your authority who is well versed in Prabhupada's books.
Either вы сами хорошо знаете книги, или вы находите того, кто хорошо знает книги. Это тоже является удачей.
Just like I was fortunate to take shelter of someone who was well versed in Prabhupada's books, and that's how I became a devotee. And then gradually I became well versed also. This is why the Chaitanya Charitamrita says you have to be fortunate. If you were fortunate, you will get the association of someone who is well versed in Prabhupada's books. And if you realize that good fortune and take it full advantage of it, then you also will become well versed in Prabhupada's books. As I mentioned the other day when I joined this movement, I was skeptical of accepting any authority other than Srila Prabhupada. I would sit in the classes and I would think, well, I don't know. Unless I had read it in Srila Prabhupada's books, I didn't want to blindly accept anything I heard in the class. So I completely endorse that sort of an attitude in the new devotee, because that's what I did myself. I'm basing absolutely everything you understand about Krishna consciousness on Srila Prabhupada's book. If you do that, you won't go wrong. And you'll become very enlivened when so many senior devotees, or I don't know how many, but you'll be so enlivened when senior devotees come to Tallinn. And you'll be impressed at how nicely they are presenting Prabhupada's teachings. Your faith in those devotees will grow. Your faith in ISKCON will grow. And you'll make very nice advancement in Krishna consciousness. So I think we're going a little over time now. So we will stop here, and we thank you very much for your kind attention. Grantarat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON Tallinn Vaishnavas ki jai.